One of the co-founders of the band Pink Floyd has passed away. Sid Barrett died several days ago. According to the band's spokesperson, he was 60 years old. No cause of death was given, though Barrett reportedly suffered from diabetes. Barrett was with Pink Floyd for less than 3 years, but he's credited with being a catalyst for psychedelic rock. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
The year was 1967. The Beatles were recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and the members of Pink Floyd were down the hall in another Abbey Road studio putting together their first record. Arnold Lane had a strange hobby, collecting clothes, moonshine, washing lime. They suit him fine. Most of the songs on Piper at the Gates of Dawn were composed by Sid Barrett, who's also credited with naming the band after two American blues musicians. But Barrett is also credited with helping take British rock beyond its early blues influences. And Pink Floyd was one of the first groups to take rock from clubs to concert halls, as Barrett told BBC TV in an early interview.
We play in large halls, and I think concerts have given us a chance to realize that maybe the music we play isn't directed at dancing necessarily like normal pop groups. Floating down the sound resounds around the
icy waters underground. Pink Floyd was one of the first groups to use elaborate light shows and film projections during its performances.
It was really heading off in very new musical directions.
Tim Page is a music critic for The Washington Post.
Sid Barrett was definitely a pioneer in psychedelic rock. Odd song structures, all sorts of unusual harmonies, electronic music, which was quite unlike anything else anyone was doing.
But psychedelia was not good for Sid Barrett. His apparently fragile mental state was exacerbated by LSD. He had a breakdown and left Pink Floyd after performing on just 4 songs on the group's second album. But in 1970, Barrett released 2 solo albums. On the critically acclaimed The Madcap Laughs, he seemed to acknowledge his own tenuous grasp on reality. My head kissed the ground. I was off the way down, treading the sand. Sid Barrett retreated to the comfort of his hometown, Cambridge, England, where he spent the remainder of his life living as a recluse. In 1975, his former bandmates recorded Shine On, You Crazy Diamond as a tribute to Barrett. Remember when you were young? You shone like the sun. Sid Barrett became something of a legend, inspiring such later bands as R.E.M., Blur, and Pulp. David Bowie told the BBC that Barrett was, quote, a major inspiration. His impact on my thinking was enormous. A diamond indeed, he said. Felix Contreras, NPR News. Come on, you target for faraway laughter. Come on, you stranger, you legend, you martyr, and shine.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.